Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, one a day where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is July 21st, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let's get to it. There are some verses in 1 and 2 Timothy that refer to some themes that I think are important for us to know. Here is one of them. In chapter 4 is this great charge. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. I give you this charge. We're always in his presence, of course, but Paul is calling upon the highest of solemn charges when he recognizes he is in the presence of God, when he's in the presence of Jesus, when he's aware that Jesus will judge the living and the dead, when he is viewing his coming and his kingdom. And so Paul issues what he calls a charge. It's a command, an imperative, a solemn order from a higher authority. He's delivering the word of from God to Timothy. And what he says, in a word, is preach. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. He calls it preach. To preach is more declarative than to teach or to give a speech. It's more than a lecture. We usually call what someone preaches a sermon, but preaching can happen one-on-one with someone. You can get to preaching when you're convicted, when what you're saying is of extreme importance. To preach is to correct, to rebuke, and encourage, he says, with great patience and careful instruction. Let's look at those. Correct. You are thinking wrongly. Here is the right answer. This requires a man who not only knows what is right, but who has the bold confidence to deliver it. Rebuke goes to the next level. There's a lot of spiritual authority that lies behind a rebuke. And encourage. After breaking someone, they need a master who can rebuild the broken, repentant heart with great patience. Not just a little patience. What takes patience is having said hard things and people did not repent, and you keep standing alone, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And with careful instruction, he says, don't just throw any old teaching off the top of your head at people. Learn the way people will hear you best. In what setting, with what stories or illustrations. Well, then Paul goes on to talk about being prepared always. Be prepared in season and out of season. I've learned a little about seasons in my lifetime. One of my favorite sayings when people are making plans, and I agree with them, is to say, I'm game, but I'm not in season. For some reason, I think it's funny, and I keep trying to say it. But this is not the season for people to get my jokes, I guess. Now, in the same way, there are seasons of receptivity and seasons when you are not resonating with those with whom you are speaking. Even so, be prepared to preach the word. There are even seasons when the environment is such that the gospel is actually under persecution and the message of Jesus is offensive to people. Your family or your friends don't want to hear it. If so, even while you are being silent, don't shut up or give up. Might not be the season to preach, but be prepared. More personally, there may be seasons when you're not the one who is given the pulpit. Maybe you're just the song leader or a member who is sitting and listening to the message. Might not be the season for you to preach, but be prepared anyway. Make your life a sermon. Be learning every day. You never know, after 4 or 5 decades of unseen discipline, you just might be doing a podcast every day about some aspect of a chapter of Scripture, and your study today could help you be prepared when it has finally become your season. So no matter what, even if it is not the season for you to deliver sermons, still, Paul says, preach the word. Paul goes on to say, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Are we in this season, my brothers and sisters? The season of people gathering around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear? Is it common today to sing what we call songs of worship that are actually more about our personal feelings than about Jesus and what he has done? How often do we call upon the name of the Lord? How often do we find the word justice or the poor or widow, refugees, or the oppressed in our songs? All these words and topics are found often in the Psalms, but people pay to hear songs that make them feel good. They pay. So writers write songs that people will pay for. And the cycle goes on and on. The people pursue what their itching ears want to hear, and a great number of teachers are available to say just what they are asking for. So I say it again. We are all to be prepared. In season, out of season, even people who will not put up with sound doctrine. Paul's charge to Timothy might not be addressed to you and me directly, but his charge is for every one of us today. And so I deliver that message to you. Preach the word. Amen.